I'm going to open it. Okay, I've got a pair of shat cotton carders. They're longer than normal and they have very close teeth. Okay. Now I'm going to make the cooney with cotton lint. Tease the lint out slightly and load small amounts of it evenly across the left hand card. It's better to do several small coonies than try to do fewer large ones. It's much easier to carve with less fibre at a time. Okay. Now take the card that you've just loaded and a firm grip in the left hand. Turn the other card over, and if you keep your finger in a straight line with the handle, that helps to keep your wrist straight. It's much more comfortable for prolonged carding. Okay, so take the front few teeth of the top carder and carve the front edge. And gradually work up the carder each time, taking it further up the carder until you finish with the whole lot of teeth of the top carder touching all the teeth of the bottom carder. Okay. Now we're going to transfer what's left on the left carder to the right. Do it firmly to keep the fibre stuck in the teeth. Okay, turn the carder over again and the same motions again, but this time the lint is on the top. Okay, gradually work up the carder . Do it gently, try not to mash the teeth. Okay. Gentle motion, something like brushing someone's hair. Okay, and you should end with all the teeth of both carders cutting each other. Okay. Now for the final pass, we transfer the fibres on the right back to the left. Okay. Actually, three passes are enough for most fibres. And the same motion again. Now to clear the carders, we need to do the same action again, but this time very gently, so that the lint just stays on top of the card. And that is the way to clear the other side. The lint's off. Okay, now to make a pony rather than a roller, we need to wind the fibres around a stick. You can use a thin dowel rod, or as in this case, a straight knitting needle. Okay. Lay the needle or stick along the front edge of the fibres and tease them over and gradually roll towards you to collect the fibres around the stick. Okay. When you get to the back, lift the fibre roll towards the front and continue rolling in the same direction to tighten the fibres around the stick. You need to press quite firmly, and you can see the fibres are tightening up. Now, all we need to do now is just slide the stick out of the centre, and there we have a cotton pin.